Diplomats, including Secretary of State Rubio and Russia's Foreign Minister Lavrov, due to meet tomorrow in Saudi Arabia. 9 of the 10 storm-related deaths over the weekend were in Kentucky. The state's been swept by destructive flash flooding. The bad weather, not over yet. There's a new storm brewing in the country's midsection.
That system's going to be pressing eastward through the Ohio Valley late Tuesday, early Wednesday, and then start to affect the East Coast on Wednesday. Still some differences in our models that with respect to the exact track of it, but there is definitely a potential for heavy snow to come out of the Ohio Valley, central Appalachians on Wednesday, move across the mid-Atlantic.
Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service. A polar vortex expected to send temperatures plunging across the Rockies and the northern plains. Temperatures in northeastern Montana predicted to drop as low as 45 degrees below zero. Efforts to streamline government reached the FDA over the weekend. Sources say recently hired employees who review the safety of food ingredients, medical devices, and other products were fired Saturday evening. Meanwhile, there are reports that the IRS will lay off thousands of probationary workers as soon as this week. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial #250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Police are investigating a pair of Sunday shootings that sent two people to area hospitals. Just before 4 p.m., officers in the Southwest District were called to a hospital after a shooting victim turned up for treatment. Investigators were able to determine that the 40-year-old had been shot in the 400 block of South Augusta Avenue. Just after 9, a 38-year-old woman showed up at a hospital with a gunshot wound. Police say the victim was shot in the 2400 block of Tidewater Street. And Governor Wes Moore is reminding federal government workers in the state that they may qualify for unemployment benefits. Moore says federal civilian employees who become unemployed due to no fault of their own can apply for unemployment compensation for federal employees. Other eligible workers can apply through the regular unemployment insurance program. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Day 5 of Orioles spring training in Sarasota. Sunny skies with a high of 73 today. General Manager Mike Elias on MLB Network over the weekend on the frustrating nature of the last two seasons.
We're in a very difficult division with a lot of great organizations, and you know, everybody went out and improved this winter. We've got to figure out a way to get back to the playoffs. But then if we're able to do that, we want to go further. We want to make a better playoff run, and that's evaded us the last couple of years. It's been frustrating.
Meanwhile, further reporting by the Baltimore Banner has uncovered 7 more massage therapists who've come forward to allege that Justin Tucker behaved inappropriately at massage therapy sessions, bringing the number now to 16. Attorneys for Tucker, who were asked about these latest allegations, provided no comment. Multi-crash race on the final lap, and William Byron slips through to claim the Daytona 500.
It's just going to continue to set in. You know, it's honestly, this is a monumental win for us. And, you know, my family's here, which is awesome. This might be my sister's first time at a cup win. So pretty crazy just for it to all come together like it has.
Byron becoming the fifth driver to win the Great American Race in back-to-back years. Coming up in 30 minutes, USA Hockey says enough is enough. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today. 443-609-6697.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Big dust of cold air hangs around all week long. A breezy day today near 40. Tomorrow's even colder, 34. A few light snow showers possible Wednesday. 30 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 29 degrees in Westminster, 34 in Easton, and 31 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Happy Monday. All those good things. Happy President's Day. Don't want to forget that. The best president of all time, currently in office. No, I believe that. I believe he's the best president of all time. But you know what? That's actually the question of the day today. This is a big topic of discussion, and it has been over the weekend. You know what? There were a lot of big topics over the weekend. We're going to get into that. One of them includes Elon Musk, which is absolutely insane, but we'll get into that story in a second. But that is the question of the day today, whether or not you feel that President Trump is doing a good job. If you go to WCBM.com, this poll question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And the question is, are you satisfied with Trump so far? You can select yes or no. So go ahead and cast your vote there, and then we'll get into it throughout the show. And I say this because, as Sean Casey mentioned on the morning drive, right now President Trump's approval rating is at 55%. That's huge. And I just want people to just keep this in mind. President Trump obviously got a lot of hits his way, whether it was after he came out of the escalator in 2016 or whether or not, you know, it was after Stormy Daniels and all that drama. I mean, there were so many different things. Remember the bus audio clip? You know, he likes to grab women by the you-know-what. And, you know, people kept talking about the Central Park Five and how he had this, you know, newspaper piece where he was trying to make sure the Central Park Five went to prison. Turns out that they were innocent and all that. So there were lots of things. He's called a racist, a Nazi, all these things all of the time. And I believe this is absolutely amazing that this guy that has been called a Nazi throughout, I'm sorry, what was it now, the last eight years? He's been called a Nazi for quite some time now, and he still has a 55% approval rating. And, I wonder what we can attribute this to. Is it just social media? Is it just the fact that people are able to truly see that his policies are working? People are able to truly see that the Democrat Party is headed down the wrong direction? Is that what it is? That's why I want you to take part in the poll. And then, of course, if you want to weigh in on it, you can. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. I, for one, believe that a lot of people woke up. And this is another thing that people talk about often is whether or not you've got minority voters that are just paying attention to the talking points, you know, whether they're on CNN, MSNBC, or are they really paying attention to what's going on around them? And I think, honestly, I think we have to thank social media. I think we have to thank platforms like X and Elon Musk, who purchased X, so there's less censorship. I think the fact that you've got Meta, which is, you know, Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook and Instagram, remember, he kind of took his thumb off the scales, you know, since President Trump won his election. So you might have seen that your algorithms have changed just a bit. They're no longer doing this quote-unquote fact-checking on posts, even though that post could be factual. It just goes against what those that work at Facebook believe, because that was a thing for many years. And now that that's all changed, I do believe people are noticing what's going on. I saw a video clip just last night as I was preparing for today's show, and it was of an African immigrant woman. And she was talking about the fact that she lost a lot of family and a lot of friends because she voted for President Trump, and she was vocal about it. And as I said, that the big question is, you know, do people have regrets? I want you to take a listen to what she had to say.
Are you happy that you voted for Trump? Now that you see everything that he has been doing, do you feel bad that you voted for him? A lot of people warned me about voting for Trump, but I did not listen. I even lost some of my friends and family over the election. I am so glad that I did not listen. I have no regrets. This is what I voted for. You remember, you guys like to, you liberals like to ask, this is what you voted for. Exactly. This is what I voted for. And what is there not to like about everything Trump has been doing? The fact that he's handling the immigration crisis we had in this country, DEI, or uncovering the corruption that has been going on in our country. I feel very proud of myself and for everyone that voted for Trump. It took a non-politician like Trump to show us how foolish we all have been to blindly trust our government. I used to hear charity begins at home. Some of you might know that saying. But obviously, for the corrupt government that we have been dealing with, charity begins overseas. That is why we have a lot of Americans struggling. Meanwhile, we're sending all this money, taxpayer money, overseas. So yes, no regrets at all. I am very glad I voted for Trump. I'm sure you guys are all, I don't want to speak for anybody. Are you glad you voted for Trump? Because I am.
All right. And she is an African immigrant, came through the legal process. And if you heard there, she said charity starts at home. That is something that many people have said in the past. I've heard that quote for sure. And, you know, America first, charity starts at home, kind of the same thing. And I do wonder, you know, are you happy that you voted for Trump, you know, or do you have regrets? And if you didn't vote for Trump, do you wish that you had voted for Trump? And do you now see the light? Or do you not feel like there's any light here at all? Now, I know there's a lot of people that are upset with Elon Musk and DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. A lot of people are not excited about how that's working out. Of course, there's people here in the state of Maryland that feel as though that they're going to lose their job. I think it's very disingenuous. I think how this has been kind of packaged to the public, honestly, with the federal jobs. Because I think, unfortunately, you know, I even saw a 60 Minutes interview. I think that was yesterday where I saw the clip. There were some federal workers that were saying, look, people are going to lose their jobs. They're being told that they're let go overnight. Remember, these individuals have months upon months of planning, and they're able to get pay months in advance. This isn't like they just, you know, pull the rug out from under them. But that's kind of how they're packaging it to the public. And that's what I'm saying. I don't think people are really truly buying it anymore. You know, 60 Minutes can try. MSNBC can try, right? Rachel Maddow, she can try. Joyanne Reed, she can try. The ladies on The View, right? They can try. But people are wide awake. They see it for what it is. Real quick with the Elon Musk thing, and I want to mention this because it was a huge, huge discussion on X over the weekend. And then I want to mention why I wasn't so happy about it. So during the inauguration festivities, I think you guys know that I co-hosted an event for the Black Conservative Federation, and I posted lots of pictures from that event. And one of those pictures was a friend of mine, Ashley St. Clair. And if you recall, she was, you know, she's extremely beautiful. She's got this burgundy dress on she had in the picture. And you probably, you know, if you could go to my whether it's Facebook or Instagram or what have you, you would see the pictures there. But over the weekend, it became known that Ashley St. Clair, 5 months ago, gave birth to Elon Musk's 13th child. Okay. Now, of course, anybody looking at this situation would say this sounds very messy. And, you know, people were posting old posts from Ashley, you know, old tweets or what have you. And it appears to people, and, you know, however you look at it, however you want to view this, you know, your perspective on it, it appears that she has been for years trying to get Elon Musk's attention. And when they're bringing up the old post, it does look like that. And this is, she's a friend of mine. Just so you know, I met Ashley St. Clair back in 2019. She was on the team Arsenal with Betty Johnson and all these kids. And she was one of the kids that helped put together the red dress ad with the red high heels. Okay. So that's how I first met Ashley. And she was with Arsenal. They started letting people go at Arsenal as they started to wind down on the campaign ads. And she ended up working for the Babylon Bee after that. And with the Babylon Bee, she was actually able to interview or be there for the interview with Elon Musk. And so she had met him. I guess they began to talk. And, you know, they talked so much that I guess they ended up hanging out, you know, what have you. Now, Elon Musk is no secret that he has a ton of kids with, I believe, like four different women at this point. He's not married to any of them. And of course, the conservatives, right? The Republican Party is looking at that as like, okay, that's degeneracy, right? So there were a lot of people upset about it. And I'm not going to get into the ins and outs of Elon's and Ashley's relationship, but it got really messy because apparently Elon Musk had another one of his baby mamas with him in DC, and they were together on Valentine's Day. And that woman, he has two children with. And that he has his son, Little X, apparently he has him full time because he sued Little X's mom and took full custody. Okay, so anyways, it's a lot of drama. In my view, it's kind of ghetto. If you if you ask me, it's a ghetto situation. But people are saying that Ashley got upset because he was with her on Valentine's Day. And so then she drops this message that, you know, I gave birth to Elon's child 5 months ago. He hasn't contacted us. We've been trying to contact him. It's probably one of the most ghetto baby mama stories I think I've seen in a long time. Well, anyways, I look at this situation not because it's my business what their personal lives are. They're going to get it together, I'm sure. And if you want to check the story out, it's in the New York Post. It's all over online. She was actually the front page news yesterday. You can check it out. My problem is, here it is, we've got Elon Musk that's with Doge, and he's draining the swamp. We're finally getting the swamp drained. And this is what we're talking about. Like, right now of all time, like, really? It bothers me because we're on the right track. President Trump has a great administration. Obviously, Elon Musk is a part of this administration. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Republicans, and I say this a lot, it's like we can't just win and be happy with the win. It's like we love to get in our own way. We trip ourselves up. It's like our shoelaces are untied, and then we decide to walk down a flight of stairs just like that. And then we fall, and then we're like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. It was all us. It's self-inflicted. What are we doing? Look, I don't care about, you know, look, Ashley, obviously, in the New York Post, she said she was sad and all these other things. And that's awful. That's awful. But, you know, when you get with a man that you're not married to and you have a baby with that man, it is, you know, very clear, and it has been clear since the beginning of time. A lot of times, you know, guys in that situation do not step up. This isn't anything new, right? It's not new. That's why they say, wait to marry the man before you have a kid. Look, I did that, and I still ended up in a divorce situation. It happens. But my word, we're gaining ground. I just wanted to say, Republicans, get it together. And I noticed that more people are dragging on the story on and on and on, and they're getting into like the details of it. And I'm like, dude, let it go. Please, for the love of God, let it go. All right. I'm going to come back to this conversation. Also, we're going to talk about President Trump, whether or not he's doing a great job. But first, we're going to go to Tim Herb. Oh, you know what? We don't have Tim Herb today. Sorry about that. Tim Herb will be here tomorrow because today is President's Day and the market is not open today. So you know what? I can actually go to the phone line. I've got Russ in Nottingham. Russ, you wanted to weigh in on Doge?
Yeah, I just wish the Republicans could learn how to market. All you hear is the Democrats jumping on must, when he basically has nothing to do with it. He's a brilliant man that organized an incredible team to do their work within these agencies. They present data, and then he delivers it to the president. Why don't they understand the concept and get the monkey off of Musk's back? All he is a deliverer of information from a team that does a marvelous job of dissecting these problems.
Yeah, no, Russ, that's a great question.
Republicans don't know how to, you know, present the situation in a way that makes discovery a wonderful thing.
Yeah, no, Russ, you're absolutely correct in that. You know, it's interesting because Ken Ullman, he's the Maryland Democrat chairman. He said that Democrats have a problem with messaging, but I'm right there with you, Russ. We have great policies, but we have terrible messaging. It's us.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Russ, thank you so much. I hope you have a great week.
One last thing. Lady that the Democrat, the lady that voted for Musk and her testimony, who voted for the president and her testimony a couple minutes ago.
Oh, yes. Yep.
That was so powerful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The African immigrant.
That was awesome. Thanks for presenting that. That was really something.
All right. Special. Well, no problem. Thank you, Russ, so much. Have a great day. And he's talking about the African immigrant. And I just happened to come upon that audio as I was scrolling online. And that's where a lot of us sit, to be honest. A lot of us have lost family members and friends. But at the end of the day, we're gaining here in this country. And I think that's more important for not just our future, but our kids as well. We'll discuss more when we get back.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Happy President's Day. If you have social media, maybe you'll post a picture of who your favorite president has been of all time, whether you were alive or not, and post a little insert about him. Again, I say my favorite president is President Trump. And you know what? I did see some posts this morning about people were talking about Ronald Reagan. And, you know, I can understand that as well. You know, the more and more I think about it, since Joe Biden has left office, has anybody really even mentioned him? It's like he never existed, yet he received supposedly 81 million votes. I don't know. You can't pay me enough money for me to buy that. You cannot. And I don't want to get into it because I know everybody will say Kim's an election denier. Just so you know, I know that the election happened. I don't deny that it happened. But I do not believe that 81 million people voted for Joe Biden. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think the numbers were skewed. I think that's another reason why you have so many Democrats that are protesting on Capitol Hill right now, members of Congress. I think they're probably extremely afraid that, you know, more of Pandora's box will open and we're going to really see what happened in 2020. I really do believe that. I do believe that. I know it sounds crazy. Also, don't forget to take part in our poll at WCBM.com. I see a lot of you have already taken part. The poll question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And the question is, are you satisfied with Trump so far? 100% of you say yes. 100% of you. But if you have a differing opinion or if you want to weigh in, even if it's yes, please go to WCBM.com and partake in that poll. We've got some people that do want to weigh in. Oh, look at it. My friend Terrell. Terrell at OX Mills. Good morning, Terrell. Happy President's Day to you.
Happy President's Day to you.
Thank you. Thank you. You wanted to go over your top presidents. I want to hear the list.
Like I was telling C-SPAN this morning, my top three are, well, four, okay, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and Barack Hussein Obama, and I'm going to add one more, Joe Biden, who did a fantastic job bringing us back from the COVID disaster. But I put Trump at the bottom just like David Stockman does. You say you know who David Stockman is, don't you?
I do not, nope.
David Stockman was a Republican that worked in the Ronald Reagan administration, who came out in his book a couple years ago and said that Donald Trump was the worst president that we've ever had, mainly because he contributed $8 trillion to the debt. That's why. But Kim, here's what Donald Trump is doing now. If he wants to make some drastic changes to our deficit and this, that, and the other, what he's doing is doing it wrong. Because first of all, Kim, do you know what agencies we have to hit in order to get the big money?
Which ones? Go ahead and tell me, Terrell.
Come on, you know. Come on, Kim. If you want to be a congressman, Kim, you ought to know these things.
Don't tell me which ones.
Social Security and Medicare. And those are the ones that he do not want to touch. He want to go up to these nickel and dime agencies
agencies. Are you saying the millions upon millions of dollars we're sending to other countries is just nickels and dimes?
Well, Kim, why don't he's a big baller shot caller. Why don't he go for the big money?
What do you mean, Terrell? He's, as far as I know, they're not finished.
Hey, wait a minute, Kim.
All right.
Hey, Kim, he's finished. He's finished. He can't run no more. He's finished, but he's going to be a lame duck president. But, Kim, if he wants to...
Well, no, he's got the majority in the House and the Senate. He's not going to be lame duck. The lame ducks right now is the Maryland delegation. They've got zero power right now, our Democrats, on Capitol Hill.
Kim, if he wanted to go after the big money, he would go after Social Security and Medicare. He don't want to do it because he knows it'll be a disastrous move.
Well, I think a piece of this, Terrell, is, you know, going after illegal immigrants that are currently sitting on those systems that you're talking about, especially with the medical expenses. I think that will help with how it has been inflated in the past, I would say, 8 to 10 years.
Kim, it's a drop in the daggone bucket, and you know it. That's why.
What would you like to see happen, Terrell?
He's going after these immigrants and stuff, and then the small businesses are going to get after him because then they're not going to have no daggone workers. He's pulling this country down.
So do you want to end Social Security? Is that what you're saying, Terrell?
Say what now?
You want to end Social Security?
Do I? Come on, Kim. You know I'm not saying that. I'm saying he don't want to end it, but in order for him to get the money that he needs to reduce the deficit or whatever he's trying to do, he's going to have to go to Social Security and Medicare.
Well, Terrell, I hope that you have a happy President's Day, and it sounds like you and President Trump agree that you don't want to get rid of Social Security, and maybe he should move to the top of your list of great presidents, because it looks like you have something in common. If I had time, I would ask him what he loved about Joe Biden and how he felt he brought us back from COVID. I still don't see that. We're still dealing with a lot of issues. But coming up next, I do want to hear from more of you. Who is your favorite president? 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Powerful winter storms that hit the south over the weekend have left at least 10 people dead, 9 of those fatalities in Kentucky, the state devastated by severe flooding. The Rockies and the Northern Plains bracing for a polar vortex expected to usher in life-threatening cold That according to the National Weather Service. High-level U.S. and Russian officials preparing to lay the groundwork for talks in Saudi Arabia aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. The Kremlin says Russia-U.S. talks will take place tomorrow in Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, European leaders are gathering today in Paris. It's an emergency meeting on the Trump administration's Ukraine initiative. Trump administration efforts to cut the size of government have resulted in thousands of federal workers being laid off. More layoffs expected this week. And West Texas dealing with the largest measles outbreak in almost 30 years. More details at srnnews.com.
Attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade all your indoor and outdoor lighting for free? It's called Empower Maryland. And if you don't use it, you lose it. Every month, your electric bill includes an added surcharge that funds energy savings and upgrades. And now you can claim your share to replace any bulbs or tubes with energy-efficient light fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your wattage by 30% with the new LED fixtures, you qualify for a 100% free lighting update whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Last year alone, they completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands in energy costs. Don't miss out. Call 855-4-FREE-LED. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or small. Call 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now and start saving.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
To Sarasota we go, where everything is hunky-dory in Birdland at the moment.
Our roster, we think, is extremely talented. The players are hungry. I can tell they're really happy to see each other the last couple of days. Everybody loves getting down here. The weather's been perfect. And it's just spring training is a great tradition, and we're all happy to be here.
GM Mike Elias on his 2025 Birds. 21,000 fans jammed the Bell Center in Montreal on Saturday night. Canada and the U.S. in the Four Nations tournament. Crowd booed the U.S. national anthem again, and after the puck dropped, so did the gloves.
They're going to drop the gloves right away. Matthew Tkachuk and Brandon Hagel right off the hop.
Call on SNY, Tkachuk wins that one, and that was just the tip of the iceberg. Three fights within the first 9 seconds. The U.S. sends a message and routes the Canadians 3-1 the final. And speaking of routes...
Inside five, Rice!
Rice already has eight. He gives it up. There's Gillespie. High keeping it down, and he's got 11, this Jacoby Gillespie.
Call on BTN, Jacoby Gillespie all day. 11 field goals, 26 points. The Terps romp in the second half. 101-75 the final. Local college basketball, Towson extends its winning streak to 12, tying a school record, 80-54 over Monmouth. Coming up in 30 minutes, Hopkins sticks it to Loyola. And that is Stein on Sports.
Big drop in temperature today, and the temperatures will stay cool for most of the week. It is breezy, though, so you are feeling all of that 40 degrees today. That's our high this afternoon. Upper teens to low 20s overnight. Sunny tomorrow, not quite as windy. 34 tomorrow. We may see some light snow Wednesday. Not much accumulation, though. Highs Wednesday, near 30. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at Pro Status, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at Pro Status Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call Pro Status now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to RapidRadios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning to you. Happy President's Day. It's Monday. I know many of you are off work today, and that's because I just flew right to work at 695. There wasn't any traffic. There was a little bit of traffic, but not how it usually is coming from Middle River over to Reisterstown area. So many of you are enjoying the day off, but guess what? You are partaking in the poll question today, which is at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Are you satisfied with Trump so far? 97% of you say yes, 3% of you say no. The phone lines are blowing up. We're going to get to the phone lines here. I've got Kurt in Edgewater. Kurt, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah. To Terrell, the mind is like a parachute. It's useless unless it's open.
Yeah. That's a good one.
There, no doubt, Trump is one of the top five. I don't think you can put him ahead of George Washington. Simply, we wouldn't have had a country if he hadn't been fighting for us in the Revolutionary War. And Lincoln kept the country together.
Yeah.
And so I think he's up there close to Ronald Reagan for number three, but he hasn't had that second term yet to, either equal or pass it. And as far as the $8 trillion Reagan spent, that destroyed the Soviet Union. So if it was $8 trillion, it was the best $8 trillion ever spent.
Yeah.
And I just like to say that you're right about the election being fraud. Only an idiot can figure out every year the Democrats are getting a certain amount of votes. And then when Joe Biden's in there, they got 15 million X more votes. I guess all those people got raptured. I don't know. I think you got a great show. I really like it. You're right about the Republicans too. They could screw up anything. And that's one of the reasons I call myself an anti-Democrat, not a Republican. I always vote Republican, but I'm an anti-Democrat. They're just complete losers, all of them.
Yeah, no. Look, trust me, I get how you feel that way. Thank you, Kurt. I hope you have a great week.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you. And, look, and Kurt's right. I mean, look, I understand not everybody's going to put President Trump up there at the top of the list. I guess I could say it's the only president I've ever actually met in person, too. That also... there's a little bit of bias there, just a little bit. Let's see. Before the break, believe it or not, we were playing some audio of an African immigrant woman who said that she lost family and friends because she decided to vote for President Trump. And she said she doesn't regret it at all. Tom in Owings Mills. Tom, did you want to weigh in on that?
Yes. If she only knew the real facts, her gratitude towards Trump would go up 100-fold. One of the things that amused me was when the Democratic cash cow of USA was exposed by Elon Musk, the Democrats were jumping up and down and saying, well, USAID has helped treat childhood diseases in Africa, and if food aid has put food into the mouth of African babies, au contraire, exactly the opposite is true. When the Chinese organized their $10 trillion fund to bribe American politicians, both Democrats and rhinos. You might wonder, well, how are they going to come up with $10 trillion? Well, what they did was they illegally mined African gold. What they would do was promise the Africans they were going to build all this infrastructure, which they never intended to build, and then they would get permission to illegally mine gold. Then they turn that gold into Bitcoin, send it to their puppet Zelensky, and then he would relay it to USAID, where it would find its way into the pockets of mostly white congressmen and congresswomen. So the patrimony of Africa, their gold, the things that would have increased their wealth, was stolen from Africa. And it was done in a way, the Chinese would use a technique to get gold out of the ground that would foul the soil of Africa. So not only were those African babies having gold taken from them, they were literally having food taken out of their mouth. If you ask any cocoa farmer in West Africa recently, this illegally mining of African gold not only destroyed the cocoa crop, but it poisoned it, so that you had cocoa farmers that were sending poisonous cocoa all over the world. And you can imagine what that did to their reputation.
Right.
So the flow has not been going from America to Africa. The flow has been going from Africa into the pockets of American politicians.
Yeah, no, great lesson there. And Tom, before you go, let me ask you, if you were to pick your favorite president of all time, who would it be?
I guess it would have to be Trump.
It would have to be Trump. All right. Well, Tom, thank you so much. I hope you have a great week.
All right.
Thank you. And thank you for sharing all that. You know, that's what I say. Like you guys, you know so much. And I absolutely love when you guys call in and share because you do. You teach a lot of us lessons and you can't know too much. Right. So thank you for calling in and sharing. I just want to let you know the poll did move just a bit on WCBM.com. Poll question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Are you satisfied with Trump so far? 98% now say yes. 2% say no. Remember, just a moment ago, 3% were saying no. So that has moved. And there's a lot of people weighing in. I absolutely love it. I got Joe in Baltimore. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning. I'm blessed. Hope you're the same.
Yeah, I am. I am. I appreciate that. So you wanted to talk about Doge and Elon, right?
I sure did. I just got a couple questions for you, Kim.
Okay.
Like, I know you're on social media, right? But about how much time do you spend on social media a day? Including like show research and, you know, for fun, like how much time a day?
You know what? I actually keep track of that, Joe, because I try to keep track of my screen time. And right now, yeah, about 5 hours a day.
5 hours? Okay. That's totally acceptable because you do a lot of work and you research a lot for the show. So that's acceptable.
Thanks.
But I look at how many posts and tweets, I say tweets because I'm never calling it X, that Elon sends out on a daily basis. And most days it's like dozens, right? Dozens. Other days it's hundreds, okay? And I don't know about you, Kim. Actually, I do know about you because I know you're at work just like I am. I don't have time to be on social media posting that much, right? How are you posting that much, but yet you have all of these companies, you got all of these kids, you got all these things going on, you're the head of Doge. How are you using your time efficiently? I don't think you are. And you can't be getting the very best information because you're just outputting information. You're not inputting. So that alone, right, just something wrong with that. Just the fact that you're on there that much. Okay. And another part thing about Doge is we talked about this before. The young kid who was discovered that he had some racist posts on his social media. All right, I don't understand why people are defending this young boy. I asked Andrew. Andrew said, well, we don't know how long ago he posted it, but he's 25 years old, and he posted it on social media, so it wasn't long ago, all right, unless he said it when he was a child. Either way, he shouldn't have the opportunity to have such a prestigious and important position of auditing the government agencies. Why are we defending someone who is blatantly racist? Why not give that job to someone else who's just as good but not racist?
Well, I think I will question this, Joe, because I think they got rid of him. Was his nickname like Big Balls or something online?
I'm not sure what his nickname was, but I know that J.D. Vance and Elon both backed him. J.D. Vance, of all people, with his Indian wife. One of the quotes that the young man said was, normalize Indian hate. And then the first person who defended him was J.D. Vance with his Indian kids and Indian wife. So I don't understand that at all. You know, where's the spine? Where's the backbone that to say that, hey, this guy's racist. We don't want to support you. You shouldn't have a job anywhere.
Well, let me ask you this, Joe. So do you think that the post that came out, and to be honest with you, I think it was this kid that you're talking about. I think I know the same person. But if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But with that being said, how do you think that actually what he's going through these government agencies, say it's USAID, do you think that that plays a part in what he's doing with his job?
Well, I do. And this is why. Because if they're, let's say they're the IRS of the government, okay? If there was an IRS agent, Kim, who was a trans conservative hating liberal who was auditing your finances and they was racist and they didn't like you, would you feel comfortable with that person auditing you? I wouldn't, right? So why would you allow with these type of audit anything, have that type of job in the first place?
Okay, so I guess my thing is, do we really know who's auditing us? We don't know. So here's my thing. I think we know who the Doge kids are because it became public. If I look back at some of the things in history, I'm trying to remember that woman's name that was targeting conservative nonprofits. Oh, what was her name? It was like maybe 15 years ago. And they were basically taking tax exemption status from conservative nonprofits because she hated conservatives so much. It does happen. I think that obviously we should be cognizant of it and not, you know, play into it. But I also don't know if this really affects the job that they're doing. Do you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying. Anywhere where it's happening is wrong, but they're not a true conservative, a true liberal. I'm fair in that way. I call wrong when it's wrong. I don't, like, play games with it.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing this Doge, I'm seeing what they're doing, and it's reckless, Kim. It's reckless. Like, they just fired the NSA workers, who the National Nuclear Safety Administration workers, and now they want to rehire them because they realize they watched over our nuclear arsenal or the nuclear safety of the country, but they can't get a hold of them because they don't have their contact information.
Which is weird. So you think that's weird too, Joe. And you know what? The woman's name was Lois Lerner. I just looked it up. But they're saying that they could fire them, and we're all talking about how Elon Musk has access to all of this data and all of our personal information, but they're also saying that they can't seem to rehire these individuals. I think that there's a lot more to that story that we're not getting.
It's possible. It's possible, Kim. But that's the same way that happened. It's the same thing that happened when he went into Twitter. And he brought the kitchen sink in, and he said, I'm going to fire all of these people. It didn't get better. It got worse for a while. Remember, Twitter sucked for a while. It was really bad. Like, he undid some things and redid some things. It was unorganized. This is an unorganized operation.
I see. And you have to be unqualified
to do it, like the racist kids. And I don't think Elon is. He got too many kids and baby mothers for me. I'm sorry. Like, bro, You're supposed to be a conservative, man. Like,
see, that's the thing, though, Joe. I don't think Elon's a conservative. I would also say that President Trump, I don't think he's a conservative either. You know, he's a Republican. This is what I noted on X. I'm a Republican for sure, but there are certain things you could say about me that's not conservative. Joe, before you go, let me ask you, who's your favorite president of all time?
Barack Obama, and real quick, I'm going to tell you why, because I remember when he first became president, he was talking about the CFPB, and that's when I was going through some really hard financial times, and the first thing he did was sign that bill for the CFPB, which did not allow banks to reorganize your credit and debit so that they can charge you more overdraft fees, which directly helped me at the time, because I was struggling.
Okay.
And, yeah, they help with a lot of fees and things to help the consumers like you and I. So,
yeah.
He's number one.
No, I understand, and that's great that you can pinpoint it like that. I also think, Joe, you know, moving past that too, I don't know if you've seen, and I know that they're going to try to tackle this, but Bank of America, I know, is one of the banks, but it's like if you only have a certain amount of cash in your account, they're charging a ridiculous fee to those individuals, which I think is wrong. So I think that that's huge because it does help those that are struggling. So thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, Joe, have a great day. Happy President's Day to all. I'll go ahead and take Mary here in Chestertown. Mary, did you want to weigh in on Elon Musk?
Yes, Kim. Hi. First, I want to say I love your show. You are a spitfire.
Thank you.
I love you. I'm a retired nurse in Chestertown, RN, and I just want to weigh in. Oh, and I also want to say that you are very kind to people, no matter what the caller's talking about. You have never, and I know, hung up on anybody. I think when a talk show host hangs up on somebody, except that they're, you know, really using abusive language or something, it doesn't show much for the talk show host. But anyway, I feel about Elon Musk, and I'm not judging the man, but, you know, he has all these kids. He obviously, his morals aren't real high. And if they're not real high in that area, they're probably not real high in any area. Like you said, he's not a conservative. And I've been reading a lot. I don't know what this drug thing is, you know, but that he messes with drugs. I don't know whether he's taking them for an illness or whatever. As a nurse, I got to say, every picture I see of him, he looks a little, his eyes look funny. But anyway, I'm just saying that I don't think he should be in the administration. But that's just my opinion, and it's worth a cup of coffee.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Barry, you're not the only one that believes that. Not at all. And I find that I do find it interesting, and I do believe all the drama over the weekend with the child and all that. I mean, that really hit us hard, in my view.
Mm-hmm,
And we don't need another headache. So I can understand how you feel that way. Real quick, Mary, before you go, who's your favorite president of all time?
Donald J. Trump.
Donald
I just
Trump.
Want to say one thing. I listen to your show every day, and then at 12 o'clock, I turn it off until 3 o'clock.
Oh, no.
Thank you for what you do.
Mary, thank you so much. I appreciate you. We got to listen to Rob Carson. You know, Rob, he makes a lot of great points. Mary, I appreciate you guys weighing in. When we get back, we'll continue this conversation.
Hey, you exhausted every day. Maybe you have the 3 p.m. crash or struggling with memory issues, having a hard time focusing. You have to stop and pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. I never run out of energy, and I'm fully focused. Strong Cell, it's a revolutionary supplement that has truly changed my life. I use it every single day. It gives you natural energy, helps me stay focused all day long, and just makes me feel better overall. Whether you're a working mom or dad, or homeschooling your kids, or some of our loyal men and women behind the wheel across the country, try Strong Cell. It'll change your life. Linda uses it as well.
I use it every single day. I have my kids using it, my parents using it, my in-laws using it, my friends using it, and I am telling you, it is immediate. Is one of the only ways you can get NADH on the market, and it works.
Go to HannityStrong.com. Use promo code Hannity. You get a special 20% off any order. Once again, HannityStrong.com. And Strong Cell believes in their products so much, you get a 60-day no-risk policy. Invest in your health. I did it. It changed my life.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Goodfeet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Goodfeet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Goodfeet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Goodfeet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
All right, good morning. Happy President's Day, and that's what we're talking about right now here on the show. And if you haven't gone to WCBM.com already this morning, please go. You can use your phone, obviously, if you got the WCBM app, or you can go to WCBM.com and look at the poll question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And it's a simple question. Are you satisfied with Trump so far? Right now, 96% of you say yes, 4% of you say no. I've got Tom in Canesville. Tom, what say you?
No, Trump, hands down, the best ever. I wanted to cover a couple points about what your callers have been saying regarding the reason our message doesn't get out there very well. It's because everything they're hearing and seeing that's going through the legacy media is going through their filter. The Dems get out there, they sing in protest because they all their messages get out there every half hour on the half hour on the radio and the TV newscast. When you hear something over and over and over again, it's brainwashing. But the Trump message is tamped down, it's minimized, criticized, mocked, etc. You need to turn off those liars, half-truthers, and rumor-mongers. You know, you talk about Elon Musk and his baby situation. The reason people get married is not only for religious reasons and teachings, but because when humans get together, they make little humans. And society doesn't want to be responsible for your little human. We don't have to worry about that with Elon Musk. I don't think he's going to shirk his responsibility on society for us to raise his kids. And as far as Trump not fixing everything instantly, give him a minute. Sometimes he needs to charge his magic wand. Yeah. It's not going to happen overnight. And as far as Social Security, they have identified issues in Social Security, 150-year-olds receiving money.
Oh,
they're
right.
Going to address right. It. You got to give them a minute, you know, and turn off those liars. If you watch other things like Fox and listen to CBM and listen to the real truth, you'll feel a lot better.
Yeah, Tom, great point. You know what? I forgot about the Social Security tax going to those that are no longer with us. You're right about that. Thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate you.
Thanks.
Thank you. And yeah, I don't know why. I think it was, what was it, the very next day? President Trump was sworn in January 20th. January 21st, you had all these Democrats. The price of eggs are still high. And I'm like, you can't believe anybody's really buying this. You can't believe that. All right, right now, President Trump has a 55% approval rating. And again, this is huge considering there are more Democrats in this country than there are Republicans. And for a Republican, for us to win the Oval Office and the majority in the House and the Senate like we have, you have to have independents and Democrats that voted for a Republican. We just don't have the number otherwise. We'll continue when we come back and also talk to Kate Sullivan about election integrity. I've got a lot of questions as we head here to 2026. If you want to weigh in, you can. Go to WCBM.com. Take part in our poll. Has President Trump done a great job? You let me know.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr.